I'm from Canada originally, but I've lived in the UK for 20 years. I know that's the standard response to hello. Just stare at me till I fucking cry. I mean, I've learned a lot since I moved here. When I first came here, I used to smile. I love your country, and quite frankly, it's because shit doesn't work here. And you guys don't give a fuck. One of my favorite things to do on Sunday is go down to a train station and watch foreigners who have just arrived in the country with a train ticket being ushered onto a bus. It's the only country in the world that could do that. It's the only country in the world. And they don't even fucking tell you when you're buying the ticket. Like anywhere else in the world, if you're buying a train ticket and not getting on a train, someone would fucking mention it to you. But they don't. And you see the foreigners that just arrived. We know. We've been here a long time. We know if you're going to take a train on Sunday that you're never going to see a fucking train. You know it. You're thinking, oh, I'm going to come home. Oh, I got a first class ticket. Yes. Yeah, yes, you did. 150 quid for a fucking bus. It's wonderful to watch because you can see them. They kind of look at their train ticket for a minute, then they kind of look behind them to make sure they're at the train station. And then they look at the staff member and go, but I have a train ticket. Get on the bus. It's even funnier when they get angry. This is an outrage. How dare you put me on a bus? I want to speak to your manager. You just missed your bus. And happy birthday from March. Hope you have a good time. You know what? I know what it's like. I've had kids and stuff. Is this your first one then? First one. Yeah. It gets really difficult. You don't have to talk about it, ladies, but it's fucking awful. I'll be honest with you. You're going to pretend it's great. Because nobody says anything, right? Because you got a baby. You can't just walk into the group and just go, doesn't this fucking suck? Because it does, man. I mean, you're out tonight. You're going to have your night out and shit. But you know damn well, are you going to see your baby tomorrow? And when you get to see her, it's all right. I appreciate you answering for her, but holy fuck, man. I gotta be careful too, right? Because I've been doing this a long time, and I know, like, if you pick on any dude, his friends are fucking happy you're picking on him, right? If you call the dude a cunt, usually his friends go, yeah, actually, he is kind of a cunt, you know? But I gotta be careful here, because you see, she's fucking still talking like she's at home or like she's important. And, I've been doing it. Look at it. You can see they're getting upset. I told you. You see? That's the problem. If you pick on one of them, then I'm gonna have to fucking deal with all their fallopian tube fucking energy all up here. We're going to keep it as friendly as you can, you know? Because it scares the shit out of me. Look, she's still fucking talking, you see? She still hasn't figured it out. She's still... Nobody has ever paid money to hear you talk. Oh, fuck you, this is funny, all right? I know it's Thursday night and it's a bit fucking wet. You know, she's going to have a fucking blast tonight because I can guarantee it. You're not going to have many of those in the future. It's just, they're fucking awful, man. Mine didn't walk till he was 2. He never crawled. He just dragged himself along the ground by his arse. And we didn't know what was going on. We went to the doctors. Because you're panic. It's your first child, right? So you go to the doctors. We walked in and he looked at the doctor. He said, what's the problem? I said, well, he's not walking. He's not crawling. He just drags himself along the ground by his arse. And I didn't know there was a name for it, but the doctor looked at me and my wife and said, that's because your boy's a bum shuffler. And I remember I looked at my wife and I looked back at the doctor and I said, I think it's a little early to determine that, don't you think? The The other one was born with colic and acid reflux, which is fucking horrible. Like, hopefully yours doesn't have that, where he cries. Is it a boy or a girl, may I ask? Boy. See, a lot of boys get colic and acid reflux. Maybe your friends have talked about it. It's fucking awful. It means they cry all the time. They never don't cry. And they don't sleep, and it's fucking... I'll never forget this. We were a year in. I think he was teething at the time. I hadn't slept for a week, and I went shopping, furniture shopping, with my then-wife at the time, and my... my little one-year-old. I hadn't slept in a week, and I'm standing there. I'm just holding him, and he's screaming and shit, because that's all he does. Just screams all the time and cries, right? And you know what? You guys, you people that don't have children, you look at those parents, and you think, why isn't he doing anything? Because nothing fucking works. You don't think we've tried anything? You don't like it when I hit him. And that fucking works. So I'm holding little William. My wife is talking to the salesperson. I could see these granola-eating couple of cunts to my left, right? And I knew they were going to come over and give me advice, because people can't mind their own fucking business anymore. That's what the new age is. People have to get involved with you. So now this couple's standing in front of me. William's screaming and crying. I'm in la-la fucking land, right? And this woman looks at me and goes, he's not happy, is he? No. He's crying, that's all he does. You know what we like to do with our children? I went, no, but I know you're going to tell me, so go ahead. She goes, we like to find out our children's likes and dislikes and only do what they like. You know what he loves? He loves watching me kick the fuck out of a stranger. Yeah, you nodded on that one, eh? Yeah, your friends did, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody's got an opinion on how you should raise your own fucking kid, you know? And they have to share it with you. Just shut the fuck up. It's fucking horrible, man. I got a teenage son now, which I thought toddlers were bad, right? Like, I thought they were. Because I know every episode of Peppa Pig. I'm fucking 57. I shouldn't know every fucking episode of Peppa Pig. I fucking hate Peppa Pig. You know what? You know why I'll never go vegan? Because when I'm eating bacon, I think I'm eating that little cunt. It's fucking great. Am I a bit much for you? I know it's early. Anyone got a teenage kid here? Yeah. You hear that fucking tone? Yeah. It's living with a confident dickhead. That's what you're fucking doing, because they think they know everything, don't they? I fucking hate it. I got a teenage son. He's turning 16, you know? And I know why. I remember when I was 16. It's because he got an erection like 90% of the day, don't you? Every guy here. Look at the older guy who's leaning forward. Do you remember? Remember when you were a teenager? Like, were you actually leaning forward there to try and get it moving or something? Do you remember when you were a teenager and you were a hard night? It's not even sexual, is it, guys? Wind could catch your cock on a weird angle. And it would be up for the whole fucking day. You can't get it down. You women don't realize it. We can't move it when we're 16. And it's a weird hard-on, too. It's like really hard. It's touching your belly button. Like, you remember those ones, dude? Like, you get it above half mast now. You're fucking happy, aren't you? Yeah. And to do that, you need one of the blue pills. I know. Have you ever taken one? You've never taken a Viagra? No man ever fucking admits he's taking a Viagra. It's like, I'm the only one who's ever bought one, and I've kept the company afloat. Fuck off. I remember my dealer, I mean, this guy I know, came up to me. Are there any cops here, by the way? There's always fucking one hiding in the crowd. You're never around when we need you. Getting stabbed in the park, you're not around. As soon as we do a line off a toilet, there you are. Six of you. She's a good mother. She remembers those fucking days. I'm all over the place right now. Yeah, man, you're laughing. That's a good man. Are you guys a couple?
Second date.
Oh, boy, is this divorce guy ever going to fuck your life up, huh? No, I'm not going to blow it for you, man. Like, you're looking kind of happy. Are you happy? Yeah? Yeah? Have you guys had, like, your first kiss? You have? Yeah. Questions are going to get fucking weirder now. I can hear you. Let's find out what else you've done. Did you meet online?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody fucking meets online now. Fucking wimps. Yeah, you new generation have to fucking map it all out. We had to go into a fucking bar and go up to someone like a stranger and start from the beginning. You're like, well, he doesn't like cats. Yeah. Again, I'm not fucking saying anything. I love that I just mentioned cats and you guys have broken out into a discussion about which one of you likes cats. Fuck. I dated women all my life. I found more and more women that I dated as I got older had experiences with other women, but when you question them about it, they describe the situation like it happened accidentally. And that would confuse me as a man. I'd say to a woman, you ever been with another woman? It was always long-winded. Well, once. The men were fishing. It was foggy that day. I was with Jane. We were at the lake house drinking red wine. And she found a twister game above the shoes. We haven't played since we were kids. And she got an odd spin, red dot right hand. As she reached over me, brushed against my breast while we giggled. Then she fondled my breast and went down on me. And it was beautiful, but we're not lesbians. I have yet to run into a bloke with that kind of star. Just watching the game with Dave. It's a little boring in halftime, so we thought we'd kick the ball around. He came down on a breakaway, tried to score. I went out to meet him. We got tangled up, and as he fell over me, cupped my balls. We giggled. And the next thing you know, we were going fishing again. Dating is bullshit, by the way. Dating, if you want to find out, like, these guys are going to go on dates, and I love when people say to me after they go on a couple of dates, they're like, I think they're the one. I think we're going to get married. Oh, fuck off, dating. What, because you went to dinner and a movie and you fucked? You think that's marriage? Fuck that. You want to have a proper date, find out if you're going to marry that person, do something you do in a marriage on your first date, like stain a fence together. On a hot fucking day, stain a fence. Because you know you're not going to get through it. You'll know right away if she's going back and forth. What the fuck, man? Up, down. Have you not watched The Karate Kid, you dumb cunt? Fuck. But anyway, I hope it works out. How old are you? 28. You knew that, right? Yeah. Do you know what sign he is? Well, they didn't ask on the site.
You can actually choose to hide it on the site. So.
You got a cool fucking accent, man. It's very sexy, isn't it? You like it? Yeah. Every once in a while, you get him to come in and pretend like he's the pool boy. Madame, there is too much chlorine in your water. Fucking right there is. where are you from, man?
Lebanon.
Yeah, you got a great fucking energy about you, man. You can tell you're happy and you're enjoying yourself. Yeah, I hope it fucking works out. I do. Why did I fucking walk over here? Every once in a while I forget. I'm just like... Like, you guys are lovely, but I'm serious. You're scaring the fucking shit out of me. So anyway, let's go over here and talk to some people over here. You guys a couple?
We're on a third date.
You're on a third date? Have you guys kissed yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling this could go quicker. Good for you. How did you meet?
Online.
Of course. Fucking chickens. Has anybody here ever met not online, or is that what life is? Yeah, you guys are all have like... What, are you two a couple? You're a thripple? Don't say that to me. I'm 57 and I actually think I felt movement for fuck's sake. Oh, the Viagra. I was going to do a story about that. Okay, my dealer, this guy I know, came up to me and said, take this blue pill, it'll make you hard for 7 hours. And I went, fuck no. And then I thought I'll surprise the wife, right? And I'll do it. So I took the pill. Now here's a hint. If you're gonna take a Viagra, make sure your woman gets home before you take the pill, because she got stuck in traffic and it was just me and my hard cock for 7 fucking hours. And I can tell you, there's only so many times you can wank till you cry a little. I got so bored, I was hanging shit off the end of my knob just to see what it could hold. Do you know how weird it is for your wife to walk through the door and the neighbor's cat's hanging off the end of your knob? You guys are good for an early crowd, man. It's really awesome. Everybody dating everybody. What about you? Are you dating someone?
No.
No?
Brothers.
All right. You know what? On tonight, I wouldn't be fucking surprised. Are you the younger brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he a dickhead when you were younger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he mean to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah? You want to fucking hit him? Because we'll hold him and you can fucking punch him, right? Because I know what it's like to have an older brother. They're fucking dickheads. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Did that dickhead thing upset you? All right, you know what? I've done a lot of, like, questionable behavior. I've been, like, a little bit outrageous, so I'll do some fluffy shit. All right? Because I don't want to offend you on the way out. I'll do some nice stuff for you. I was sexually abused by my piano teacher when I was 7 years old. Once a week, I went for piano lessons, and he forced me to suck his dick, and... People ask me to this day if that's the reason why I have difficulty committing to one woman. I'm like, no, it's the reason I can't fucking play piano. Thursday crowds can be really weird, man, but you guys got on board, and I appreciate it, man. My name's Sean Collins. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you later, bro.